but she appeared to be a tall, slender woman. Dara found that ironic, considering that Lady Athalia's natural form was no taller than Dara's waist. No, Dara dismissed. Hunger is an important part of her training. The relationship between a bird and its falconer isn't like that between a man and a dog, she reported. Birds are different. Falconry is a relationship based on hunger. The falconer's ability to sate the bird's hunger is what allows her to train the bird to hunt. If we just fed them every time they were hungry, they'd be as useful as a chicken. No chicken flew that gracefully, Ithalia said, nodding toward the clouds. Dara herself could not yet pick her bird out of the sky by sight, but the Alca'alon's astonishingly beautiful form also included acute vision and hearing. Dara would have had to use mage sight to see Frightful from the top of Master Minilan's tower. The way they attack the air and wheel on a wingtip is just sublime. How exhilarating it must be. And how terrifying. It was at first, Dara agreed, as she pulled her padded gauntlet over her arm, and more than a little gross if I linger while she feeds. But flying is amazing. Once you trust the bird to know how to fly and just relax and observe, it's mostly just fun. But you're just sharing her experience, Ithalia pointed out. And directing it, Dara pointed out, far more than a normal falconer. They rely on whistles and calls to communicate with their birds. Frightful responds to them, but she responds a lot better when I'm in her brain, nudging her along. Or nagging, if you want to hear her tell it, she snorted. Your bird thinks you're a nag? Ithalia asked, giggling involuntarily. I'm a horrible nag, Dara nodded, grinning. I make her do things she doesn't necessarily want to do. I wake her up when she wants to be asleep, and hood her when interesting things happen. She can't even fly away to escape me, the way a wayward falcon can slip away from its falconer. So she thinks I nag her. The truth is, she doesn't pay attention to much outside of her stomach. If I don't repeat my instructions a few times, she sees a vole and loses focus. She seems pretty focused now, Ithalia noted, as Frightful dropped out of the sky with frightening speed. She went from being a speck among the clouds to her distinct shape, and then very quickly grew larger with her speedy approach. She's showing off, Dara snorted as she held up her arm. Frightful soared across the valley below and crossed the castle's outer wall before speeding at the castle, only to stop herself unerringly with a sudden unfurling of her wings. Dara quickly gave her a morsel as a reward while she shook her head. She wanted you to see how fast she is. She knew I was watching, Ithalia asked, surprised. She picks up more than you'd think, if you can distract her away from her stomach. Dara agreed as she stroked her bird. She knows when she's being observed. Alca'alons smell differently than normal humans, Dara explained. She always seems more interested when one of your folk are near. She's a pretty bird, Ithalia praised. Do you think she'll mind? I mean, it might be disconcerting. She's surprisingly adaptable, Dara assured her. And very brave, even for a falcon. She won't mind, I think, she added, knowing that Frightful did, indeed, have a sense of retribution when she felt slighted. The link they shared worked both ways. She'll forgive me, she decided, even though she wasn't certain of that. If not, I'll bribe her. You might want to put her on her perch for this, Ithalia cautioned, as she positioned herself in front of the bird. Otherwise, it might be awkward. Dara nodded and gently set Frightful on the thick wooden perch she'd brought up to the roof of Minilan's tower, wrapping the jesses around it. She was concerned that she might fly off if she was too confused by the spell. She gave her a last reassuring caress and sent her a calming surge through their link. All right, Dara murmured as she backed away. Let's try this. Ithalia cleared her throat